came into town late last night. We got drunk, had such a good time. Then we smoked something that you got from someone, and man, we were really flying. We went back to your house, sitting in those easy chairs, across two Mr. belong to you. And you built us a fire, and as the flames got higher, I sat next to talk to you. Exactly what we said slips my mind just now is about somebody we had known. It was your friend Lola, fell asleep in the corner. I started thinking about going home, but what would Brando do? What would Brando do? What would Brando do? Yes, now, I remember we went into the kitchen. My stomach was ground like a line. Started talking about how long we'd known each other, how now was a very long time. I put my hands in my pocket, I shoveled across the floor, kicking out the door with my shoes, till the feeling overtook me, nearly knocked me over. There was something I had to say to you. I said, baby, I've known for some time now, there's some very special things you do. I can't deny it, I won't child, oh baby, I love you. But what would Brando do? What would Brando do? What would Brando do? Well, we looked at each other for some long, hard looks. You looked like I threw you for a loop. You said you've been reading my newspaper a long time now, but you never expected such a scoop. Then we held hands and smiled those smiles that say much more than words could say. And the roof opened up and the sun shone through, and the bluebirds were flying our way. There was light in the forest, and the rivers ran clear, and the lion and the lamb was best friends.